hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie Marie.
Hello, Christine Marie.
How did that happen?
We're mother-daughter. Because we, you know, how'd that happen? I don't know. Ask you. You're the one that chose the name.
I know.
I like Marie as a middle name. That it's like your mom's middle name
it's
was
Marie?
It's
a solid name.
Or no?
No, my mom's middle name is Mary.
Mary, okay.
So we have a derivative of that.
And maybe because your husband's name, mom's name was Marie.
Right.
So I was just like, well, this is fine.
Yeah.
To keep Julie's name Marie.
Just kind of covers.
Covers a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and so forth. And it's like, okay, that's kind of sweet. It works out. You know, I want to, first off, I've had a wild ride this week.
Yeah. But Should we tell people a little bit about this week or how
sure.
I think going we, on?
Yeah.
A little backstory.
Go for it. You set the backstory up.
Do I have to?
Okay, so anyway.
Do I have to?
No, you don't have to. You're going to throw it out there.
I have a sore throat this morning.
Okay, so what happened? Which, great. My throat sounds great, so I will talk, which I have no problem doing. You know, I've been driving a lot in the truck because Norm's still on leave for cardiac
rehab.
Mm-hmm. He had a little bit of stent repair, a little bit of additional stent put in. And it's so sweet because Dad and I typically share the responsibilities of the semi, but he's more like 60-40. He does 60, I do 40. Sometimes he does 70, I do 30. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
And now it's been like 100% me or 90%
right.
me.
Right.
And it's kind of sweet because I see, you think that he doesn't have an influence on the people he meets, but people are always like, hey, where's Norm? And then I go, oh, he's doing good. He's had a little bit of stent work done in his heart and a little cardiac rehab going on now, but he's coming back. He's like, oh, that's good. And he goes, oh, my father had that happen too, a little stent work, you know. I'm always like, I go, isn't it amazing, though, that once you're in the system and they keep looking, basically, you don't longer have to have any real event. They're just, you know, it's like, daughter goes, hey, we're looking at a little bit of issue here. Let's prevent it before it happens and get in there, clean it up, move on, and, you know, and so forth.
Right.
And, but it's so nice because then people are like, oh, hey, where's Norm at?
Yeah.
Because in the midst of all this, I don't know if people know my name.
Right.
You know, so
that's sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet.
He has a little bit of an influence.
Yes.
You know why, though? Because he's really basically a nice guy.
100%.
And I think that just comes across.
He comes across naturally.
Naturally.
Even if he's flustered,
he's
always got a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And that's his look. He's really flustered. He's like got a psycho smile on him. It's like, oh, you think he's really smiling?
Yeah,
but it's a psycho smile. And like, he's really grunting through his teeth. But they're like, oh, that Norm, he's always got a smile on his teeth, a smile on his face.
Yeah, he's just a good guy.
He's just a good guy. Good old cowboy.
What are you doing here, Julie? You're a problem solver.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't like problem solvers around here.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. You're like trouble.
Well, because we talked to the person that... We own our own semi, so we're our own boss in some sense. But you always have a boss above you giving you loads, right?
That's right.
You know, so I can see where we differ because where Dad's emails to the woman who gives us loads are like, K, yes, K, okay. You know, and her things to him are like, you know, one sentence, go here. Text later, go here, text later, okay? I'm like, okay, so.
BTW.
Yeah, by the way.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing? What's your intention for me for the day? What do you think is going to happen for me in the next 24 hours so I can plan better? And she's like, oh, God, Julie's texting me now. And then sometimes she'll just say, drop it off, you know, bring the trailer back. And I'm like, we have two different railroads. And sometimes it goes into Chicago, you know, or instead of Joliet. And I'm like, you didn't tell me where to bring this trailer back. I'm not a magician. I'm not a psychic. I have no idea where this trailer goes.
Yeah.
And so I just always say, first you do the humble, like, or like, oh, the self, you know, degrade.
Yes.
Like, oh, right. You know, I'm so sorry. I just don't understand, like, where would this trailer go?
Yeah.
Is it go to UP, BNSF,
could be anywhere.
Cicero?
Yeah. I apologize for being verbal. I
apologize for not knowing your it goes, no, this goes to UP. Mm. And then sometimes I'll go like, hey, by the way, you know, I've plugged it into my app and it says it's not billed yet. Like, oh my God, I'll go see what's going on. You know, like, oh, everything, you know, all this stuff.
So Ben, see, this, none of this would have been with Dad.
No.
Dad wouldn't have found out that it hadn't been billed until he found out it hadn't been billed.
Yeah, being but in
you're,
line.
But you're like, yeah, but you're like,
yeah.
Problem solver, getting yeah. it all together. They're like, who is this woman?
Because I, and so yesterday,
who is
I had
this caped woman?
Oh, exactly. Yesterday I had to deal with a quick problem. But know this, everyone, I'm going to tease this. To the course of me having all of this time being in my thoughts and hearing different podcasts, I dove deeper into podcasts.
Okay.
I want to tease this before I go back to my problem solving in the micro sense. I have solved the world's problems. Just want to let you know. I'm going to tease
Yay.
It. Just don't even worry about it.
Yay.
Hold on to your britches. Okay. I've solved the problem.
I'm not wearing any.
Good. Nor am I. I've got my nightgown on, but I'm not wearing britches.
We're like the britchless.
Yeah. We're the britches.
Hey, good morning, britches.
Exactly. I was thinking of Jeff and Jeff Bridges. Oh, britchless. I know. Yeah. Going far. Okay. So anyway, back to my short micro story where I solved a problem. So I go up to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Normano has said, oh, I'll take this ride. And I'm like, no, you know, not for your first day fully back. It's 12 hours long.
Yeah, it's too much.
Don't worry about it. So I go to La Crosse and I fill my trailer up with Hard Mike's lemonade. And I'm just like,
could it be Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Oh, God, yes.
But I don't know. We all know Hard Mike.
Hard Mike, I love him.
You can't let him get behind you.
No.
He's a poker.
And a midnight stoker. So anyway, I get up there and I just got to do a drop and hook. Drop my trailer that's empty, pick up another one that's full, and come on back down. And I get there and they're like, oh, we got a problem. I'm like, okay, what's the problem? Well, we didn't get any product in to fill your trailer. So your trailer is not filled with product, and we don't have any idea when it's going to come. We have no idea.
Screech.
Okay, that's a major problem because I have driven 5 hours,
right.
And Bob tailing back really would throw a kink in everybody's system.
Right.
Because, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done.
Major.
Yeah. People are needing Hard Mike's lemonade more than ever. And they will be upset if I can't get their load to California. This would be horrible. So they're not giving me any suggestions on how to solve this problem. That's not their job.
No.
But I know if I talk to Deb, you know, I'm like, I want at least she gets flustered without an option.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes her a couple of beats. And I'm like, well, let me just try in my own mind, come up with some solutions before I talk to the boss lady.
Right.
And I said, okay, gentlemen, let me just see what's going on first. Maybe I can, first off, are there trailers there that are loaded that are possibly I could pick up? He goes, yeah, we do have some trailers here that are loaded, but I don't know if they're for you or for different companies.
Right.
I'm like, good to know. And so I'd have to give you a different pickup number. He goes, yes. And I couldn't tell you what those are. You have to give them to me. I'm like, got it. Second of all, just out of curiosity, could you live load this trailer? Because you're going to have to load it sometime. Usually it's in the middle of the night.
Right.
He goes, well, let me take a look and see if I've got that product. And he goes, you know, we've got that product here. I could live load you. I'm like, oh, well, that's okay. So we got some options here.
Yeah, already we have an option.
Okay. So then I call Deb. She doesn't answer.
Mm-hmm. Live load means that
I back into a dock and they live load me.
While you're sitting there waiting for the
hours. Which is a lot different than dropping my trailer and hooking up another one
and being gone, right.
But the only benefit is I know this trailer is a good trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome trailer. The wheels are good. Because when I got the trailer, there were two crappy tires on it and I had to have fixed. So I'm like, you know, I'm cool with this. So I've already troubleshooted this trailer. This trailer is good to go. Yeah. I'm glad to keep it.
Yeah.
I'll take a nap, enjoy myself, talk to my bro. So anyway, called Deb. She doesn't answer. It's Saturday morning, for heaven's sakes. Why would she be answering? Mm-hmm. Text her. She didn't answer. Called her a third time. I'm like, hey, Deb, did you by chance get my text? Oh, no, I'm driving. I didn't see anybody's text. What's going on? And I said, here's the situation. I go, here are our three options. They said they can live load me. Or you can give me a pick a number for a different trailer. Or you can tell me to go bobtail home. She goes, first thing she said was, I don't want to tell you to bobtail. And I go, and make my life easy, I said. And she goes, I don't want to tell you to bobtail home because then I'm going to be totally messed up.
A trailer where somewhere there's a trailer that shouldn't be there.
And somebody's going to bobtail up back up there for it to pick up that trailer. Yes. I'm like, okay, cool. Good to know. I go, so, and she goes, I am an hour away from my computer to give you a pickup number. I'm like, okay, probably not the smartest thing in the world, Deb. You probably should be able to have that with you.
Right.
Since 100 times a day you give me wrong numbers. And she's like, if they're willing to live load you, just keep track of your time. I'll bill it to the person.
Right.
And have them live load you. That will solve a lot of problems. Right. I'm like, done.
Yeah. Problem solver, Julie.
I walk back in there and I say, mister, you got yourself a deal. And I go, oh, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for live loading me, man. Right. I really appreciate it.
Right.
I go, it really feels like we've worked this out.
Yeah. They're like, what just happened to us?
Yeah, what just happened?
We've been Julie-ized.
Yeah, you've been Julie-ized. You know, when I F you up the ass, I give you a roundabout.
A reach around.
A reach around. Thank you. Or a roundabout, whatever it's called. So I'm polite like that. So where it might think that you're getting screwed by having to do more work,
right.
I'm actually giving you a hand job. Yes. So there you go. Mm-hmm. So that was my problem solving. And then
I love the way you talk too, Julie.
Do you? Yeah.
So sweet.
So sweet. which is great because I love... So I'm gonna. This is not my.
You really are a problem solver, though. People don't realize that, but you.
This is one problem I'm going to solve for society. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the one.
No, I have two ways.
Okay,
this is a smaller way.
Okay,
but I realized that where we're at right now in society, we have chosen to bite off problems that can't be measured. And therefore can't be solved, but we're choosing to make them our goals in life. And therefore, we're so effing unhappy and unruly in some sense. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're fighting amongst each other and all this stuff. And I will give you an example of quote unquote climate change.
I was going to ask for an example.
Okay, climate change. You know, we've got I'm for the climate. I love the climate. I want to be healthy. Okay. When I was growing up, though, literally not that long ago, I mean, in the whole scopes of the world, right?
Sorry.
Not too long ago in the fact that it was
a small little, not too long ago in the millions of years
we've
been on this planet.
But what happened was we were scared shitless of the next ice age. And if you don't remember this, in a Van Halen video where, not David Lee Roth version, but Sammy Hagar version, there is a line in the song. Well, it's like they're just showing pictures.
Right.
And he's like, and one of the caption was, just remember, you're right now just in between ice ages. That's all it said.
Whoa.
I'm like, that's right, baby. And you're like, when is that ice age going to happen again? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But now we are so concerned about the planet getting hotter, right?
Right.
We're just, it's like, and the truth is, humans have no real control over that. But what we do have control over are things that we want to tackle off this big, huge problem, right? But what we could do is say this, like, oh, yeah, guess what? We're throwing trash in the ocean. Oh, guess what? We could stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I've been driving the cities of the country, you know, like there's trash on the roads, paper bags. We could stop doing that.
Right.
We could literally clean up the roads. We could clean up our oceans. We could literally say, hey, everybody, let's start doing this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because we've said our goal is no more climate change, which I'm telling you is impossible.
Right.
We will always have climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was hearing old stuff, like old podcasts, you know, and they were talking about how, oh, the biggest problems are cows farting. That's causing the biggest methane.
Yeah.
No, I just heard the other day that that's not the biggest methane producer. Our landfills are the biggest methane producer.
Oh, I bet that's for sure.
Yeah. So as we're all buying shit from Amazon daily, and we're like, what do we do with these cardboard boxes?
Yeah.
You know, are we, I mean, I don't know about you, but our recycling plant closed down.
I know what's happening to the cardboard. They're grinding them up, and they're making McDonald's cups.
Yes.
Because coffee cups.
Okay. So my face, because those are, so now you're drinking out of your Amazon box.
Yes.
That brought you your vitamin D.
That's fine.
So my feeling is that we're missing such a beautiful way of cleaning up the planet because mm-hmm. we've chosen to take our mind and our eye and put it on this big, huge climate change mm-hmm. instead of like the smaller things that we really could affect change on.
Right.
Like we really could affect change on like just the trash.
Right.
Like, hey, people.
Right.
You know, remember, I don't know what First Lady it was. I want to say it was Birdie. What was her name?
Lady Bird Johnson?
Was she the one that was like, people, I'm tired of people just throwing trash on the side of the road.
Possibly.
Okay. It might have been her. I'm not an aficionado on the First Lady, people. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. Just so you know.
Good word, though.
Aficionado.
And here is Julie Peters, an aficionado on First Ladies.
What? Exactly.
Well, you know what, though? At least there's a finite amount.
But see, here's the thing. First like, our first lady, I want to say Ivanka, but it's not.
What is it? Melania.
Melania. Thank you. First Lady Melania. She's picked her platform to be bullying.
Yes.
You can't
find a better bully.
Yeah, but you can't. But also you can't effing metric that either.
Right.
You can't. What is bullying? How do you judge it? How do you score it?
Yeah.
You know, is this guy a bully or is he just having a bad effing day?
It's like on the scale of 1 to 10, how bad are they making you cry?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I can tell you right now, if I was a first lady, I would say, everybody pick a quarter mile of the street that you're responsible for.
Right.
And that street better be clear.
Right.
And clean.
Right.
And all this stuff.
Right.
And I'm tired of all the, you know.
I kind of like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We could do something tangible.
Well.
And feel like we've accomplished something.
I'm going to burst your bubble a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Just a little bit.
Okay. That was just that wasn't my major way of solving the world problem.
Oh, good.
Just let you know. I've got a different, better way.
Oh, good.
This is just a smaller way.
Well, Jane Fonda came out with her new book.
Okay, good for her.
This week.
Yeah.
And it's about climate change.
Oh, good for her.
And the thing is, like, she was being interviewed by Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And Andy goes, you know, so what is it can we do, you know, Jane?
Right.
You know, can we clean up our streets? Can we clean up the ocean?
Right.
And she went, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
It's too late for those little tiny things.
Yeah.
If we don't do something major.
Yeah.
It's nothing's going to help.
Oh.
And so you can do all you want about trying to clean up this and that. Not going to help.
Yeah.
We need big sweeping change that can only come through, I guess, you know, politics.
Oh, they've done such a great job. And so
you know, they're that debunks your.
So what I'm saying is, guess what? You get to be an activist now, and just tell people how horrible they are because we're the ones creating the climate change.
Yes,
and don't do anything about anything else, about cleaning up the environment. Yeah.
Become an activist.
Just become an activist, and then you are on the right side of history. Do nothing.
Wow.
Do nothing.
And the thing is, there's no hat for that.
No.
Remember when we used to have
two hats for there are.
Is there? Because I remember when we used to have the pink little
I can get
pussycat
you,
hat.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Well, we can make a hat for you.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be just a blue globe hat. Just a blue. A blue hat. The earth.
Just a half of a globe. Your globe head.
Yeah. Cut in half. Half of a globe hat. You know.
With a big brim. So, that's great.
I mean, there's some green in it for the land.
Yeah.
And if you take the hat off, it's brown inside because it's like the core. You're like, you're an
you're a globe head.
You're a globe head. Oh, does that have a globe trotter? You're a globe head.
Yeah.
I love it.
See, you can't have any kind of a movement without you go, well, is there a hat for that?
Yeah.
And then you have to determine what hat do you want.
Right. Now, I want to say something else about climate change real quick. Okay, I do not want to get into discussion too big, because I am all for us living a better, healthier life. You know, like less footprint, you know, right. All that stuff.
Right.
They're closing down our nuclear power plant.
Yes, I know.
Okay, now, I don't know.
Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't make zero. No. It makes zero sense.
I agree with you.
Because I don't know what you think about nuclear power. But it is, once it's up and running, it's clean energy.
Yeah. Now, I do not know what you think of nuclear power. Okay.
Now, especially if you, Bill Gates, which I'm going to talk about, Bill Gates has a way of taking nuclear power plants and using up the, like, they've got a way now of...
You mean all the rods and stuff?
Of using the nuclear waste to fuel the power plants, so that there'll be no nuclear waste. So
net zero,
like kind of like that. Yeah. So there are ways to make this better, but we truly cannot have enough windmills or solar power
right.
to like fuel New York City. It's just right. not possible. Right. We don't have the battery capability yet. And so forth. So, I mean, like, I don't want to go there. But now, two things I have heard in the last 6 months about climate change that I thought were very interesting from people that I respect in weird ways. remember Proops? Jeff? No.
Yeah.
What's his name? Proops. Proops.
Proops.
What's his first
Greg?
Name? Greg Proops, yes. Yeah. His podcast, which I haven't listened to in a long time, is the smartest man in the room, I think it is, mm-hmm. or the smartest man in the world, something like that.
He is pretty smart.
Yeah, oh, he's really brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. But he one time mentioned, he goes, you know, we have a couple of volcanoes erupt, and they're throwing out more crap than we can produce in a year.
Right.
And
right.
you're like, oh, yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
That's kind of true. You know,
so there's the actual problem of the planet's own
yeah.
problem.
Yeah, the planet's own
and
problem.
And then the stuff that we add to it.
Right. And then here's the other problem. The sun goes through cycles. And now, like I said, respected in interesting ways. Penthouse Forum, the owner of Penthouse.
Yes.
His son.
Yes.
Had a magazine called Spinner, I think, I don't know what it was, mm-hmm. but I heard him talk about it.
Guccione.
Yeah, Guccione. Mm-hmm. He talked one time about climate change, and he says, people don't talk about it, that there are sun cycles, and then you can correlate the ice ages with sun cycles, mm-hmm. and we're kind of on the verge of a sun cycle dialing down a little bit, and, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, what if all of our pollution and crap that we put into the keeps us from having an ice age? We don't do well in ice ages,
no,
people.
No, we don't.
So
the woolly mammoth does.
Yes. So what I'm saying is this, in a bigger global sense, mm-hmm. I appreciate Jane Fonda. I really do. Mm-hmm. But I don't think our souls do well when we tackle problems that we can't really solve.
Right.
But we can solve. Are we putting shit in the ocean? Can mm-hmm. we clean the ocean up? Mm-hmm. Is there still a plastic island in the middle of the ocean that we can solve?
Yeah.
Let's clean that up.
Are they still allowing cruises?
No, I think that's done for now.
Wow.
But
can
I
you
think
imagine?
You can possibly, maybe like there's so many wealthy people out there in the world now, like mm-hmm. like crazy wealthy.
Crazy wealthy.
They're probably hiring cruise ships to just take their family around the world. I don't know. They're like, oh yeah, we can just travel together. We'll all get tested. We'll just be like, this is the Peter's cruise, you know? I don't know. But so that was one way.
Yeah.
So not a big way, but a little way, which
tiny,
is,
yes.
Hey, you know, if you're feeling kind of crazy and you've got like, the other example is racism. You know,
oh, let's tackle that.
Exactly. How do you tackle that? Exactly. How do you know? Let's tackle that. Mm. No, I don't know how to tackle that. Mm. But you're going like, okay, like clean up your own, like think about where you're at first and then the community and so forth.
Right.
But I like for me, I don't know how to tackle that because I don't, you know, I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. Right.
Right.
Like, well, that just seems crazy. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I go like, oh, you know what? I know where I tackle problems out. It was like, oh, can I help people get out of prison that shouldn't be in prison?
Right.
Like, okay, yeah. I can sign a petition or I can say, hey, you know, how do we, or support the...
I heard an interesting statistic about there's 400,000 people in prison for marijuana.
Yeah.
Now, let me just tell you that.
Yeah.
So over 75% of those are black people.
Done.
That's something
we tangibly can get out.
That's something you can...
We should tangibly get that
yes,
done.
That's something you can help.
whether you like
that's
Trump
something
or not,
about racism that you can help.
You'll go like that. That right. should be done.
Right.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Biden and Kamala Harris. I think she said that she's going to release everybody that's been in prison for.
Good.
Yeah. Just
good.
Now, however,
they can't vote, probably.
Exactly. Which I think is wrong.
Silly. Yeah.
I think if you've done the time.
Now you're channeling if you don't do the crime, then you don't
no,
do
but
the
if you've
time.
Done the time, you should be able to vote afterwards.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous that you can't vote after you've
right. committed.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
And what if you've gotten arrested for being a protester or an activist?
Right.
Are you allowed to vote then? That would be wild.
Oh, my God.
Think
exactly.
about that.
Exactly. So, but what you just said there, that's a perfect way.
Yes.
You know, supporting the Innocence Project
yes.
is a perfect way of like, that's what I'm going to do.
Right. That's something that you can do and get behind.
And here's the problem with this is that if you look at the record of President Bush, President Obama, and President Trump,
mm-hmm.
President Trump has released more people who have been in prison, like pardoned more people for drugs than mm-hmm. any of the other people.
Whoa.
I mean, and you're going, oh, now that's a brain bender, right?
Yeah.
And so you're going, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And so you're going, oh, that's a weird little thing.
Yeah, what do I do
and
with
then
that?
Kamala Harris,
Kamala.
She was very, 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 very strict as a prosecutor.
Uh-huh.
Like really strict as a prosecutor. And so it's interesting now that she's like, hey, we're going to take care of this. As soon mm-hmm. as we get in, we're going to just wipe
right.
the slate clean. I'm like,
right.
okay, good. But that's something we can focus on, right? That's
yeah.
that's racism is just like, what the hell? How do you solve that?
Yeah. I heard this one guy go.
And where is it at? Because I work with,
it
I am
It starts
a minority.
With language.
It does.
Like I heard
okay,
this.
Tell
this,
me the
this,
language.
No, just this one guy go. He goes like, oh, you know, that Asian motherfucker, he came into the restaurant and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, does that sound racist? No. But then I say, oh, that motherfucking Asian came into the restaurant. See, it starts with the language.
Oh.
It's where you put the motherfucker.
Oh.
It's like, oh, that Asian motherfucker came in the restaurant, gave me some fortune cookies. No. That motherfucking Asian came in the restaurant. You feel me? You
yeah,
feel
say
me
it
now?
Again, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying, like, hey, that Asian motherfucker came into the restaurant and just passed out some fortune cookies.
Okay. Yeah,
but then I go, like, that motherfucking Asian.
Oh, came, got it. It depends on where you put the thing.
It's where you put the motherfucker.
Oh, I get you. Well, that guy was right. I had to hear it a couple times on my head.
Yeah,
I get
but,
it.
But that's
the energy. The energy is different.
Yes.
Thank you for repeating it over
You're
and over
welcome.
Again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Because I just love my mother saying motherfucker. That's why I had to do it. I just like, again, mother, say it again.
One more time.
One
mom.
More mom? One more time, mom?
It just kind of rolls off though.
Okay, so you know, so anyway, that was my first little help. But I heard an interesting story. This is a very old newscast. This happened in 2013, okay?
You're listening to this podcast.
No,
in 2013.
It was
it's so relevant.
No, they were talking because of the police, because of Black Lives Matter, and then Adam Carolla always mentions this story about these two women being shot, being shot by police, and they were just delivering newspapers. And he goes, why don't we hear about this story all the time? And first of all, this story happened in 2013. And I'm like curious. I'm like, what is this story that he
right.
keeps referencing?
Right.
And so I looked into it and it got me thinking because so
you actually did some deep diving and found this story.
10 seconds with a deep dive.
For how many years ago did it happen?
2013.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Emma Hernandez and Maggie Carranza. Okay. They were stopped by they were delivering newspapers, by the way. They were in a pickup truck delivering newspapers, mm-hmm. probably 4 in the morning, 5 mm-hmm. in the morning. I'm not
Latinas,
sure.
Latinas, it sounds like.
Yes. Now, in Adam Carolla's story, he thinks of them as Asians. In his mind, they're Asians. He keeps mm-hmm. saying, these are Asians. They're Asians. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, but they're not. I don't think. I mean, we don't really know for
they're
sure.
Are Latina motherfuckers? Are they motherfucking
Latinas? Are Asians? Yeah. They could be Asians yeah. because their moms could be Asian, and who knows?
Yeah.
So anyway, the way it goes was the police were on an extensive manhunt for a vigilante renegade cop. That's who they were on the search for.
Mm-hmm.
A cop. A rogue cop.
Rogue cop.
Okay.
Sounds like the plot for a good movie.
Then they said this pickup truck was riddled with
bullets.
The cops literally unloaded clips in this pickup truck of two ladies delivering FM newspapers. They were, you know, here they are in the morning, rolling their papers in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, in one of the stories, it says, at this time, we do not know what papers they were delivering. You know, the thrifty nickel. You know,
that's the clincher.
Yeah. And so Adam Carolla, they were talking about this as like, you know, the one woman, I think they each got shot, but neither one died. They recovered. Mm-hmm. One person got shot twice.
Mm-hmm.
But they both survived and recovered, okay? But Adam goes, what kind of police officers are, like, riddling a car with bullet holes and they only get shot twice? Like, how horrible are these police officers?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, aim-wise.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want to say. This is why I thought this story was interesting. First off, I didn't hear about it. That was kind of interesting. Like, that's a pretty big story to think of these two people delivering newspapers.
Right.
You know, taking care of their family.
I'm never going to get a newspaper job.
Hell no. I turned my census work down because I'm like, I don't think so, people.
Remember when that cop stopped us for just being in that field?
We were in a field. We were in a parking lot.
Well, near a field.
Near a field, yes.
But he was kind of rude to us.
Oh, he was exceptionally rude to us. Yeah. And I was overly nice. I was like, I kept my hand on 10 and 2.
Yep.
And I said, hey, officer, don't mind the dog. He's going to bark, but he's in a crate. Mm-hmm. What you ladies doing here? I'm like, well, I didn't want to tell him the truth, which was our app told us that a UFO is going to manifest in this field over here, said by mom.
I know.
I didn't want to tell him that. I just said, oh, I had some work to do,
yeah,
and I need to pull over, and this felt like a safe place to do so.
Yes.
It literally was a vacant lot.
Yeah, and he was so rude.
Oh, he was. And I go, but I'm glad you're here, because I had a question to ask the police officer. He's like, okay, because now I'm to the point where I'm going to do my...
Now you're like overly nice.
Well, not just that. I'm going to fuck him and give him a wraparound.
Right.
You know, like, you're not even going to know I hit you, mister.
You don't mean to reach around.
I'll reach around.
Yeah.
I'm like going, so officer, tell me how, you know, what do you think about this problem I am having with my DOT? And he's like, I don't know what to tell you about that. I'm like, that's right. You don't know to tell me about that.
That's
but
right.
Now I got you thinking.
Yeah.
As my hands are on 10 and 2. And I'm being overly nice.
And we're just waiting for that UFO to manifest. And
I didn't want to tell him
then
that.
The little green men are going to take care of the copper.
I didn't want to tell him that. My app is telling me right now there's a potential for a UFO to manifest this field over here.
That's right.
You know, so, but that didn't happen.
No.
We were not in alignment with that because the cop came.
That's
what
right.
What if that cop was a man in black, actually?
You know what?
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
That could have been, they didn't manifest just because of that cop.
They're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just not got
it. Yeah.
Okay.
You just got it just now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. But let's go back to the story. This is important.
Yeah.
This is important.
Yeah.
About, you know, poor Emma and Maggie. But can I say, Emma and Maggie, I love those two names.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's a reason why they didn't get shot more. Is because they were delivering newspapers. I was watching, remember that old show, Burn Notice?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They used to like that show.
I love that show. They had to make their car bulletproof.
Right.
Do you know what they did?
Newspapers?
No, they put, okay, yes, the same line.
Yeah.
They shoved, they put old phone books. They lined their car with phone books.
Right.
Because phone books made your car bulletproof.
Right.
Well, what are millions or hundreds of newspapers?
Right.
They're just basically phone books.
That's right.
Paper, right?
Paper.
So
paper saved the day.
They're them delivering
now
newspapers.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward. Because
all we got to do is, I hear you.
Because now we're in the digital age.
Yep.
And now,
yep,
the digital age, so if now these girls would have gotten killed because they would have had less newspaper.
Oh, no. Cardboard boxes from Amazon.
No.
Lining
they were
up
saying
your car.
Because the newspapers prevented the bullets from penetrating the vehicle.
Right.
Because, and everything I read, it said the first off, dude, police officers, chill out with the fucking guns. They said riddled.
Yeah.
two ways.
But this is a problem, though.
Yes.
And this is about training or something.
It is.
I'd like to know why, when an officer shoots, he has to empty a clip. I don't understand it.
If that's like, if your gun goes off,
you got shot 20 times in the back.
Yeah.
Because your gun is just, you know, you got to empty the clip in something.
Right. What the hell?
That doesn't make any sense to
How
me.
How about taking a beat?
Yeah.
And I know everybody's scared.
I'm just wondering if that's not the case. Because if we could have a rule that says, officers, do not empty a clip.
Or a you gun will get that has to. Well, and then there was that one story where these two police got killed, or one got killed because the guy in the car grabbed his gun, the police officer's gun, and then, you know, because mm-hmm. nobody could. I mean, it was just really, when this shit goes down, it goes down fast and
yeah.
crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I don't know what the hell happened here. Mm-hmm. And you just go, oh, okay. Like that one case, I don't want to go into it much because it's just like, it's so overwhelming and freaks me out too much. Mm-hmm. But I remember 10 years ago, I would have said, well, we have a problem. And the way to solve this would be everybody needs to turn their fucking guns.
Right.
Because this is ridiculous.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
I don't think the police have guns in England. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true now, but I believe people on the beat, they don't carry guns. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching this one movie, and this woman police officer is about ready to, like, what you doing over there? You know, in her very strong voice. And she takes out her big stick, and it expands to, like, 10 feet long. And I'm like, whoa. That's what they do. They beat the crap out of you with their wand. So maybe, but then police officers are probably like going, but the criminals may have, you know,
yeah.
guns.
Yeah.
I'm hoping in the future technology will take care of that. Like a drone will come up, mm-hmm. scan the car, mm-hmm. and go, oh, this person has a gun. Why not?
And by the grab way, a big magnet.
Right. Just want to tell you that's the third way to solve the world problem.
Drones?
Drones come out of the cop car, right. go above the cop, the, right. The right. bad guys or the person pulled over car.
Right.
And just say, hey, by the way, we see that you've got a couple of guns in there.
Right.
Let's keep your hands at 10-2. I go, we don't have any real reason to search your car, mm-hmm. so we're going to let you go. Mm-hmm. But keep your hand at 10, too. We have no problems here. Mm-hmm. But we do know. Oh, and by the way, if you do reach the gun, the drone is going to throw a net over your car.
You are so good, Julie.
I'm thinking, okay. God. That's not, that was my, that's just off the cuff.
That is.
My
I'm
brain
impressed.
Is firing on many cylinders today.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
So this problem solved. Yeah. Because, listen. I don't want to be delivering newspapers thinking that I could be shot by cops. Okay? And I don't want cops to pull somebody over thinking they could yeah. be shot.
Right.
I'm just tired of that nonsense.
Yeah. You know, then Dad and I were, you know, talking yesterday about buying high-powered BB guns.
Oh, good.
Because
that's
they look
great.
Kind of sinister. You know, you can get yeah, some that look really cool.
Yeah, okay, great.
And then we thought that was kind of cool because Dad said when he was a little kid,
yeah.
they would shoot each other with the BBs.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
Yeah.
And so you're basically trying to buy yourself some time. If you got a high-powered BB gun and some bad guys are, you know, on your door.
Or the police.
You can shoot them
right.
with the BB. Now, it's not going to kill them.
Right.
But if you don't keep at it,
yeah.
this is when you do want to empty your clip. Because if you don't, and they have a real gun, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
But if they don't have a gun, and then they just run away.
Right. Yeah,
that's when you hope it works.
So that was Dad's solution.
Dad's
we
solution.
We should arm ourselves with BB guns.
High-powered BB guns.
High
that looks
powered.
That looks sinister.
Yeah, that looks sinister.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, why then give anybody the reason to shoot him? I go, he was freaking me out. This guy walks into the store with a very sinister BB gun. At the time, I did not know it was a BB gun. It did look like a very sinister gun. And I decided to unload my clip in him. And I didn't realize it was a sinister BB gun.
It's just a BB gun.
It's just a BB gun. Yeah. These are I've thrown out some ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we've tackled gun. We've tackled marijuana.
Yeah.
We've tackled racism.
Yes.
What's the next?
Climate change. Okay. Now here is
keep
the
going,
biggest,
girl.
Okay. So anyway, I listened to Sam Harris and mm-hmm. I got totally freaked out because mm-hmm. I did not know this was going on. And he was talking about social media, how horrible it is for us and how it disenfranchises everybody.
Right.
We are. Earlier in the week, I was talking to a friend and I was like, oh, are you watching Cobra Kai? Do you have Netflix? And she's like, oh, Julie, I gave up in her French accent. I gave up Netflix a long time ago because it's nothing but violence. I'm like, all right, you're better than me. and I like, okay, but I'm watching Cobra Kai and I love it.
Yeah.
And then I said,
Cobra Kai!
Yeah. And I said, which is just 30 years later after the fight at the Karate Kid.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, it's so awesome. But anyway, we got into this discussion about, because there's so much content out in the world, mm-hmm. that no one can connect with each other anymore. No one talks about, hey, did you see The Office last night?
There's no water cooler talk.
There's no water cooler talk. Yeah. And also when I mention something to somebody like, oh, you see Cobra Kai last night? No, the conversation just drops. Yeah. There's nothing else to say. Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah.
Are you interested in seeing it? Because I can tell you about it, and I would recommend it.
No.
And I'm like, oh, okay, done.
Yeah.
You know, so like we have nothing to talk. There's nothing that can connects us anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Now, so here's what I did not know. Because of artificial intelligence in our social media, mm-hmm. let's just take YouTube for example. Mm-hmm. YouTube is designed to keep you on YouTube. Facebook is designed to keep you on Facebook. So it will show you the next video that it thinks you want to see.
So true.
So when I have
So true.
So what it means is your YouTube is completely different than my YouTube.
That's right.
So that we truly are living in different realities.
Yes.
If you and one of their suggestions was switch tablets with somebody or phones for somebody just to see what their YouTube looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you looked at my YouTube, it's Abraham Hicks, it's Dr. Joe Dispenza, mm-hmm. and a lot of awesome 70s music. Some Indigo Girls. Oh, and Hairband. I don't know why. I put in this one search yesterday because mm-hmm. this song came to me. And I thought they were an American band, but I don't think they are. And it was Little Willy Willy Won't Go Home, but you can't stop. Willy won't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that, I love that
song. Yeah.
So that's a fun song. Yeah. It's from the 70s, I think, right?
Yeah.
But I, on the video, as I was driving, I just saw a glimpse. They have long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somehow, though, this got me on, like, long hair bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Tesla then after that.
Mm.
And I got Mr. Big, you know. And I'm like, what? Why are all these together? But I'm like, it was kind of a cool little, I'm like, what is AI going to do for me? And I kept thinking, I would say out loud, oh, YouTube, thank you for that. Thank you, YouTube. And I'm like, oh, YouTube, that's not a song I like. I don't like that song.
Yeah.
Move on, YouTube.
And did it?
I'll click off and move it on, you know. And so it's then learning what I really, really want.
Yeah.
And so if you look at my YouTube, my reality.
Yeah.
I'm doing spiritual stuff, meditation, Wim Hof breathing's on there, and 70s music.
Right.
Now, so when people talk about QAnon, I'm like, well, who the hell is this QAnon?
Mm-hmm.
And how it's
there's a new one now. There's QAnon, and he's been sort of replaced by 17.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Now here's the problem. Mm-hmm. If you looked at Q, like you have looked at QAnon.
Yes.
So then now your YouTube is filled with QAnon and 17
et cetera,
stuff.
Et cetera.
And like I never realized there was this conspiracy that Tom Hanks is gone and disappeared.
Right.
I don't know if he's back or not, but that
he moved to Greece.
Oh, right. He moved. So the truth is, F you, social media people, because you really have disenfranchised us by just saying, but then they're saying, we're giving you what you want.
We're giving you, we're thinking about you. We want you
we
to
We want
know.
You to get what you want.
Well, like, I can turn the TV on. If I know it's Thursday and I come home, it's like 4:30.
Yeah.
If I turn the TV on, I know what channel it's going to be on because Thursday afternoon is Beat Bobby Flay.
Right.
And my channel.
Even if you've left the TV on a different channel. On 139.
Right. It knows on Thursday afternoon at this time.
You're Beat Bobby Flay. I don't know how it does it. But
I don't know either.
And it knows that in the middle of the night, you like to have your preacher channel on.
Yes.
So that when you wake up in the middle of the night,
yes.
you're not scared because God. I got
the Bible on me.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it turns out.
And I also
have
Alexa. She can also, I own the Bible with, I don't know what the guy's name is. He's Mr. Who. No.
Mr. Bean.
No, he's not Mr. Bean either.
Is that Mr. Bean?
David Suchet.
Yeah. He's Perrault. He's Perrault.
So
you have Perrault telling you the Bible. Well, we tried it with Earl, James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
That was a little too much.
Too much.
Because you want to go into that mode of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I like Perot doing
it. Yeah. It's very innocuous.
Yes.
James Earl Jones, like, and the fire came.
Yes. And the sea parted.
I just wanted to go to sleep.
I just want to go to sleep. Perot is like, we have a little out of touch, little English accent. Yeah. You're like, I don't know what he's saying, but it sounds good to me.
And the angel of the Lord.
Yeah.
Declared unto Mary.
Exactly. Okay. So I was starting to really, when I got it, that we literally are living in different worlds.
Yes.
And if you're a conspiracy butt, if you're conspiracy,
how dare you?
Yeah, if you're a conspiracy
buff,
thank you. I had to look at you like, what is that last syllable? What is that last letter? You're only getting fed conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And that's why, and I say that because I'm like, I found
so
a new
really are bad guys created?
Yes.
Which came first?
I want to know.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw something that talked about, you know, the bacteria in us and the yeast in us.
Yes.
And these are definite things that we have in us.
Right.
And depending on how much we have.
The fungus among us.
Yes. The fungus as well. How they breed, what they want. And so sometimes they want sugar or they want this. And you think that you are in control of your life. But basically, it is those little
tiny. The fungus among you.
Is controlling you and what you eat, what you watch, who you are, your personality. Like, do you understand
the
magnitude?
It's like that little shop of horror when it goes, see more, feed me, see more. That's what your gut is telling you.
Yes.
Or the bacteria or fungus is telling you.
And it's
you.
Making you angry or mean or whatever. It really isn't you. That's your personality.
I don't know.
It's what those microbes are wanting.
Right.
So really.
Very interesting.
Should we all, you know. And then, so really, do we really have free will?
Sam Harris would say no.
Yeah.
Because.
I agree.
Yeah, because he would say, and by knowing you don't have free will, you have a better chance of having free will.
Not only do we have not free will at the micro level, but we are being programmed 24/7 from the day we come out of the womb.
Right. So I listened to Armchair Experts. I found a new podcast with Dax Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very charming. Mm-hmm. But he interviewed Bill Gates. That was a very fascinating.
Do you think we could ever
interview
Bill Gates?
But what he said afterwards was, they typically get about 100 or 1,000 comments on a show. It was like doubled. And they were all saying, how dare you bring on Bill Gates because he just wants to kill children and drink their blood for their.
Loosh. Right.
And like he's part of that sex ring.
The Kodachrome, the Andachrome.
He's part of the people that are keeping all those children.
And the tunnels.
Yeah. And I'm like, and he's like, what the hell? He goes, first off. And like.
But can I say something about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Of those 2,000, I don't really know how many are not bots.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, I believe a lot of those are bots.
Yes, good.
So that's another thing.
Yeah.
You have your social media. You pick a few things about conspiracy like look into.
Right.
Now, you don't realize because what all these social media sites are, they have free content. So they don't have an editor saying, oh, this is not true. This is not true. It can't be put up there. Oh, no. It is totally creator, you know, you're driving it. So you want more Russian bots telling you, guess what, America, you've got all these children being underground.
Yeah.
So you don't know, like what you said is so perfect.
Yeah.
So maybe like only 20% of those people are actually real people.
Right.
And the rest are bots. So what do you believe? And then can you be brave enough to say it's all bullshit and all entertainment?
Yeah. I think it's better to say entertainment. Bullshit entertainment.
And then you throw in Epstein and then you got somebody going, see, I told you. I told you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
But usually, but here's the thing too. Like, according to the conspiracy.
Yeah.
They're bound by some sort of code. They actually have to tell you what they're doing.
I know. Is that not ridiculous?
You know, like when Trump says, I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay. There's not going to be a peaceful transition because the only way that I would lose is if the election was rigged. So I'm not going to lose, you know. So you're just you keep saying it enough.
Yes,
it's true.
And I'm like, what the hell? Like, please just stop talking, you know?
Yeah.
And then I realize, because I don't ever hear him say this because I don't listen to him.
Right.
So, because I'm on my YouTube channel,
yeah.
I'm listening to Abraham Hicks, Dr. Joe Dispenza, yeah. and 70s music.
But I do listen, but and only about girls. 10 minutes.
And then you get it. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you because you listen
CNN. Thank you.
And Fox.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get really depressed by listening to CNN. And then you're going, and you go, Fox. I'm like, oh, life is good again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, got it.
God bless all yeah. America.
And so if you only... if you listen to one or the other, you I don't even know what the truth is. That's the problem.
Are they
both the truth? Nothing's a truth, right. And they're both the truth.
Right.
And that's why I'm saying, hey, people, if there's trash on the side of your road, pick up your damn trash.
Pick up the trash.
And this is
what
why...
What you're saying, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me.
Exactly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, but here's what I want to say. Now, there's precedence for this. Now, mm-hmm. Here is where my winning thought came. And I don't know if I can say this correctly.
I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Just do it.
50 minutes into our show.
Does this solve the world's problem?
Yes, okay. Because the world's problem is with social media and our tribes getting smaller and smaller, mm-hmm. We are fighting amongst ourselves way too much.
Right.
Okay, and we're being bombarded with fake news.
Right.
Because they want the social media is giving you exactly what they think you want mm-hmm. to keep you looking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think the world is going to hell in a handbasket, it's going to give you more things mm-hmm. to show you it's going to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here it is. We have precedence in this country.
Subscribe.
I'm like, and we never say subscribe because I really, personally, I won't be able to say what I want to say here. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm like, I hope you enjoy the show. We would love for you to enjoy the show. Anyway, here's the dealio. Okay, in the United States, they've put fluoride in our water, right? To help with teeth. Okay, whether you think it's a conspiracy theory or not, they've done that. They've added folic acid to grains because to prevent birth defects. It helped. They added iodine to salt. So that because we used to have these goiters in our throats, mm-hmm. you know, it helped. We didn't do anything. We didn't ask for it. They just did it because they're like, oh, we got a problem here. I think YouTube and Facebook, everything else, TikTok, which I don't get, but you know, mm-hmm. Subliminally, they need to put over everything. It's okay. You're going to have an okay life. Life is okay out there. You are loved. You love your neighbors. Like just on over it all, just pump in.
Just an overlay.
Oh, an overlay of like, it's going to be okay.
It's all good.
It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. No matter who wins the election. I mean, how many times have you heard recently? Mm-hmm. I don't know whoever wins the election, it's going to burn. Our country's going to burn. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? Screw you. Don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
it's all good.
It's all good. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, because this couple weeks being fully ingrained in trucking.
Right.
Because I've had other interests before.
you were a different girl than this.
Yes. But I am the minority in the trucking field.
Yes, you are.
And I see couples out there. I see everybody out there. And so while certain people are fighting out there, I want to tell you, don't worry. The semi drivers have you back. And we are literally the melting pot of the United States. And while you are freaking out about the world, we're still making sure that you guys got alcohol.
Your hard mics.
Your liquor. Amazon's being delivered.
Yeah.
I mean, we are truly the melting pot. And I mean, like I said, I saw a guy in a kilt. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we truly are. If you tell me, I've seen trans, I've seen gays, I've seen immigrants, everybody is out there trucking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have, you know, you go in there, you buy your semi, you're like, I'm willing to put the time in.
Right.
I'm also a cowboy at heart.
Right.
You know? And so don't worry out there. You know, YouTube, keep pumping in. Like, people are good. People are great. You know,
it's all good.
Yeah. You know? Even though you think Tom Hanks is dead, or even though you think there's a million children in tunnels,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like it's all okay. You know, I'm not saying there aren't pedophiles out there. There are, but we don't have a million kids in tunnels. And the people who do, like QAnon, you say they are, why don't you just open the fucking door then? You know, mm-hmm. like they tell you, I've heard, I know where this is at. Mm-hmm. Well, then tell us. Right. We'll go there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there better be children there. But they don't do that. But I believe in my heart, this is the way. YouTube, Facebook, Google, everybody, they have to start overlaying mm-hmm. or you know, saying that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay. You're loved. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 10 years from now, we will see a different country.
So you're saying that the power of suggestion just being, you know, wafted in as an
Do
overlay.
Do you know about folic acid or the iodine
no,
in the salt?
No, I loved it.
And we don't have people walking with goiters in their throat anymore, do we?
I haven't seen one recently.
No, but before the iodine yeah.
but
in
who
the
is,
salt.
But who is they, though?
Who's who they? Is they?
Like
the
they,
FDA.
That did the folic acid.
Yes.
The salt.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, the fluoride.
Yes, I think so.
So we need to implore the FDA.
Well,
to
we don't
come
have
save us.
We don't have a branch like, you know, we have like the housing, you know, we don't have a social media thing yet.
No.
And so whoever becomes president
yeah.
needs to start doing that
yes,
shit.
The Department of Social Media.
Because we can't have this go be running rampant without it, like
right.
we need a little bit of
right.
But I'm just saying, what do you think about that idea?
I love it.
I know. I think it's a good idea.
I love it.
So I know that I...
Can you imagine if you're spending like 8 hours on social media and you close up your little computer, turn the light off, and you go, I'm loved.
I'm loved. And I love my neighbors.
I love my neighbors. I want to clean up my street.
Yeah. I want to clean my street up. I go, I'm loved. Yeah. I never knew that even though you were looking at for 8 hours the conspiracy on 9/11
right.
or how there's, you know, like you know, like, oh, no, I'm loved.
Yeah.
I maybe it's wrong.
No.
I mean, nobody asked if there was fluoride in the water or like why are you putting iodine in the salt? You
right.
know. Nobody asked us for that. But they were really good things.
Yeah.
Now, this is before we close this, we could end right there, but I need to share one personal story.
Okay.
I'm getting my trailer in the big railroad yard, you know, it's a big huge railroad yard, and I'm finding my trailer, I'm just bobtailing, and I notice that there's a spotter, so a guy who works for the railroad yard is putting a trailer right next to mine,
mm-hmm.
but he's outside of his truck and he's literally urinating underneath. Like I see the stream coming from his penis.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, do you not know that there's a girl right here?
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't even think about it.
No.
You know, he's just like, I am taking a piss, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh. And so, but my trailer is right next to his trailer. And then I get out and I realize he didn't pee on his trailer. He peed on my trailer.
No.
And I literally had to avoid.
Oh.
He peed so much. Oh. I had to avoid his piss everywhere.
Oh my God.
And I'm
God.
Like, I'm rolling up the dolly legs. I'm like, oh, dude, did you?
Did he see that you saw?
I had to. I'm sure when I got next to him and I just sat there
yeah.
waiting for him to get done and get into his truck.
Yeah.
I tried to not have to look away, give him privacy.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my day.
I know. And I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
That's gross.
I know. That was gross. And then the other thing that happened to me that was but it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Marquis again?
I missed Marquis this week. He, mm-hmm. you know, but I was grateful because like you said, if I would have saw him a third time.
Yeah.
I would have had to give him the reach around.
Yeah.
I could have possibly had
to.
Yeah,
because he was like, this is our third time, Julie. We've got to go to third base
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah. COVID. But then I had to go from Joliet to Rock Falls. Typically, I take the non-toll road, but I was late because I had two bad tires,
right.
yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And the boss lady who gave me my load said, oh, by the way, there's 80s closed down because of a massive accident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, great, I'm going to spend money on tolls.
You bet. I saw that come through.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I was like, cha-ching, cha-ching,
yeah,
cha-ching,
toll. I'm like, oh.
Your iPass has been, whatever
but
they say.
Let me tell you this. I had to take this road that I never take. Mm-hmm. I go from 355 to 88. And as I do, I go underneath this bridge, underneath a viaduct, and I come out, and I'm right next to the Morton Arboretum.
Oh, no.
Now, I get the best shot of this huge 50-foot troll pointing right at me.
No.
Saying, hi, Julie. I'm a troll made by this Swedish artist, and I'm pointing right at you, and here's your gift for having to spend all your money on tolls.
Oh.
I'm waving at you, Julie.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I would never have gotten this look.
So beautiful.
Because you don't get this shot anywhere else unless you go under this viaduct. And I'm like, oh, brilliant.
And you've been wanting to see that forever.
And I saw one. And he was pointing right at me and he said hi. Oh. So I felt that was a good sign.
Oh, it's a good way to
girlfriend,
end.
So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Oh, Julia was magical. And it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.